Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the Luzerne Area Call to the Wild Predator Roundup, which is coming up, Mark Patello joining us. How are you, Mark?
Great, Kevin. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, glad to have you on. It's the fourth annual now. It's a statewide coyote, bobcat, and fox hunting contest, which means you can pretty much hunt anywhere in the state, right?
Correct. All you have to be here is on Friday night for the shotgun start, and you have your team present and signed up, ready to go. Go out and hunt all weekend. You can hunt around the clock. Some guys don't get much sleep over that time, but they have a lot of fun doing it.
Now, that Friday night you're talking about, that is February 26th, right?
Correct. We're always the last weekend in February every year, so some of these guys can start marking it on their calendars because we used to move it to the moon. But being a caller and dog hunt, we combine the two together. That's pretty rare in the state. Most are one or the other. So it's everything goes and go out and have a good time.
Boy, and you guys got all kinds of cash prizes for this event, don't you?
Oh, we give away some large money on this. Some teams walked away with as much as $2,000. There's many, many ways to win money. You could be the first dog on the pole, first cat on the pole, the most amount of dogs, the biggest dog. But what makes our hunt really unique is we do a mystery weight. So everybody's in the running. A caller doesn't stand as good of odds as a dog hunter. But if he's got a dog on the pole, he's got just as good a chance of winning as a dog hunter calls.
Nice. And that first place for that mystery weight's pretty nice prize.
Yes, it pays $1,000 for the mystery weight, and then there's also a trifecta, which was first time it was claimed. It's a pot that keeps growing. If you have the coyote, fox, and a bobcat, pretty tough ticket, but it's been done. The Ken Byers team last year completed that. They walked away with an additional, I believe, $600.
Nice. As you mentioned, there's over $2,000 in cash prizes, and you can walk away with a lot of that money if you're good at what you do. And as a matter of fact, you know, with the mystery weight, you know, even if you get just one or two of them, you can still win the big prize.
Yes, and even a fox could win it. You know, depends on whatever we draw that number out, and who's ever closest to it without going over wins the money. Plus, we have a lot of other places they win money. Ugliest dog, prettiest dog, oldest hunter, farthest traveled. We do as much as we can. We give almost 100% of the hunting money back to the hunt.
That's pretty cool. Now, registration's going on right now, but there's a deadline coming up this Friday for this, right?
Yeah, if you want to get signed up, call the Luzerne Hardware. Talk to Marlene, 989-826-5442, and she will get you signed up. And you could do everything by phone if you had to and get it done. Or you can come in person at the Luzerne Hardware, and she has all the paperwork and all the rules there that we have to follow.
All right, now it's $40 per person, and it's up to a three-person team. So if you want to be on your own, you can do that too, right?
Yeah, you can hunt and go on your own, but you have to hunt with your team. If you're a three-man team, you got to hunt with your team. You can't, you know, spur out and three guys go, you know, all over the state with other hunters.
I see.
So you have, you know, we're doing our best to have a lot of fun, to give away some good money. Our main goal is to control the predators here. They're the number one fawn killers we have around here.
Exactly.
And deer hunting is what we have and the area for this, and also woodcock, and they're eaters, and coyotes can repopulate an area quite quickly. So by keeping them in check, we're keeping the rest of the wildlife here in check. Plus, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It brings some business to northern Michigan, so we kill two birds with one stone.
Now, also, the one-day youth squirrel hunt is going on that Saturday, right?
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Kids could go out and $5 per squirrel for everyone they bring in. I believe it's under 16. I don't have the rules right here in front of me. But a kid can just go out with his dad or with his buddies and plink off some squirrels and bring them in and be part of the hunt and be part of the success. And we really build that up for the kids to try to encourage hunting.
That's right. The rules meeting and start gets underway Friday night at 6 p.m. on the 26th. And that's out at the American Legion in Luzerne.
Correct. With the loss of our famous Mod Eaters, which they are rebuilding fast,
have
it open this summer. We started at the American Legion, then we'll also have a dinner, excellent dinner by Diane Zabel's putting it on. So you get a big feast plus tons of door prize. We have the area business has been very supportive. Huge door prizes, a lot of nice stuff. And gun raffles are going on all weekend long, too.
Nice. And that's happening on Sunday. That gets underway at 4 o'clock, is that right? 4 o'clock
that
on Sunday.
Does the weigh-in. You have to have all your animals in by 3 o'clock, no
That's
later.
Right.
And after 3 o'clock, any animals are disqualified. We do have a judge. His ruling is final. And so we get them all in, weigh them all up, get the numbers, go over, give away a bunch of door prizes. Usually have somebody do a little spiel on hunting, and then we eat, and we go home, and we've had a great weekend.
Well, you bet. Now, again, the best way for them to apply for this, you mentioned calling Luzerne Hardware, but there's other ways they can get applications for this too, right?
Yes, they can come right into, they can go online and fill out the application, I believe, Michigan Predator Roundup, and we have a spot online. They can get their paperwork down, but they can get here as of Friday night and sign up just before the shotgun start, get their team registered, get their tags. Everyone has to have a mouth tag in it to keep, that helps to keep the cheating down, and it goes into the jawbone and sealed up, and then when we come back, we cut that tag out to make sure that that dog was a freshly killed dog.
All right, very good. Fourth annual statewide Coyote, Bobcat, and Fox Hunting Contest. It's the Luzerne Area Call to the Wild Predator Roundup. It's coming up Friday, February 26th through Sunday, February 28th. Mark Patella joining us. He was one of them to help get this off the ground. It's a great idea and a great sport for a winter season for sure. And Mark, we're glad you could join us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you for this station and help promoting such a good thing for our area. We really appreciate it.